Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm Brian.
I'm Jarrett.
And we're back from a hiatus, a brief hiatus.
I'm calling it a mid-season break.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, I don't know, we're like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we're exactly like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
In that we do blue meth.
But we have taken, was it like 3 weeks off? Something like that.
2 weeks. We missed 2 weeks because... Yeah. Because.
Just because. Well, yeah, we don't want to give you too much. Mm. We want you to forget about... The
travesties that happened in previous episodes with Dan.
Yeah, that. But
Dan
also,
is what happened.
Yeah. And that there was a response to that.
Our super fan, Janice, a Facebook fan, a woman in the US, is a big fan of Brian and Jarrett, not a fan of Dan.
I don't know if she's such... I don't think she's ever said anything about being fans of us.
Well, she likes us on Facebook, so she's one of about 70.
That's true. If, so, you, if you've gone to that effort, that counts. But I think she's mostly just vocal about disliking Dan.
Which, fair enough.
Yeah. He is controversial, guessos, as we joked about, but it turns out he is a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's been happening? What have you been up to?
Well, I was wanting to bring up, by the time this episode airs, the royal baby's going to be born, going to be popped out. And what do you think about that? What do you think about the royal baby, the royal family?
I
the
think
whole Kim Kardashian aspect of it.
In what way?
Everyone gives a shit that Catherine Middleton is pregnant.
But what in what way is it like Kim Kardashian?
Everyone gave a shit about her baby.
That's true.
Which was named Northwest, by the way. That wasn't a joke.
Oh, okay.
Its name is actually Northwest.
Yeah.
That's appalling.
Is it so North first name North, last name West?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they married?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You would no, they're definitely not, because you would have seen the fucking wedding special on E! News.
Yeah, I saw the DVD of, like, her whatever her thing was, her marriage on her show.
Yeah.
You could buy it on DVD, which the DVD 100% would have come out after they'd divorced.
Yeah. So and it was a sham marriage.
Yeah, it was. But everyone knew it by the point. Like, who owns that DVD?
She's a piece of shit, and so is anyone who owns her wedding DVD.
Exactly. But I don't know. Like, I don't care about the royals. No. I mean, unless one of them is having their ass wiped by a servant.
By the groom of the stool.
There's not... No, I'm not interested. Like,
but we were just talking earlier about members of the royal family, and you... Because I was saying that Catherine Middleton, the royal baby, is going to be the monarch one day.
Mm.
And you were saying you're not sure that you'd like to be born into that.
No.
Like, you'd rather be Harry than William.
Well, you were making the point that you're like, you said Kate must be loving it because every day she wakes up, she's like, I'm going to be the queen.
Mm.
I wouldn't like...
Although in saying that, she's not actually going to be like the queen. She's going to be the queen consort.
What do you mean?
Well, like, William's going to be the king. But she's just going to be, like Prince Philip at the moment, he's not the king, he's just the queen's husband.
I thought that was because of some weird gender thing where you couldn't become the king by marrying the queen, but you can become the queen by marrying the king. Is
that's
that right?
That's true, but still the spouse of the monarch is the, I think they're called the regent consort.
Okay.
So, like, Middleton will be queen, whatever her name happens to be.
Oh, queen so Catherine. It changes.
Does you it? Can pick whatever name you want.
So
William could be king fuck yourself if he wants.
Does he get to choose?
Yeah. Isn't that why you wouldn't want to be born the...
That would be the only reason I would want to become the king.
What name would you pick?
What would you do?
I'd probably do something like King... I'd maybe pick a brand. King Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you could sell it.
Yep.
That would that'd be amazing. Do you reckon, is there a way that you can get, like, is that, you know how in in our country the Prime Minister gets ousted all the time?
Yeah.
Is there a way for someone to, like, say Charles becomes King and change his name to King Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
And everyone in the royal family is like, he's taking the piss.
It's clearly, yeah.
Can they get rid of him?
the government can, and the reason that the royal family has so little power politically today is because the parliament said, well, we don't want you to have this power. So for the royal family to continue being relevant, they said, okay, don't worry, we'll just take a step back. We'll take a step back. So now they're...
We still get to keep Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, we still get our crown and our...
You're still paying for everything, aren't you?
So yeah, I think it would be great if Charles chose a name like King Elizabeth.
Yeah. King Shit.
King Shit, yep.
That'd be good. That's what I'd be.
I wouldn't mind being part of the monarchy if we had a King Shit.
Yeah.
Because you can't argue that.
No. I don't get, like... Because they're all over the media, and I don't know anyone who's genuinely interested in the royals. Do you?
I know a couple of people.
Okay. And is it, like, in what sense?
One of them is a right-wing... liberal supporting douchebag whore of a woman. You've met her. I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
The other is just a girl who seems to like the monarchy and
like
the whole
just
system.
Like the celebrity of it a little bit.
Yeah, like, probably just that. And I can and can't fault people for thinking that, but at the end of the day, you're just...
Because it's something that gets a tremendous amount of media coverage.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, is it like... Are people calling for it, or is this just the media like going? I guess if it sells like magazines and stuff, it would.
Well, I think once Elizabeth dies, we're out of the monarchy. Like, we're out of the Commonwealth. Sorry,
is that right?
Not like as a rule, but we will be, because no one's going to give a fuck about King Charles, whatever name he chooses.
But wait, I didn't... I mean, is the reason that we're a monarchy because people like Queen Elizabeth? I think so.
No. I think partially, because I think people have some sort of affinity for her, and it's like a tradition thing. And people...
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way.
Well, the old people who like the monarchy like Queen Elizabeth, because she's been around forever. She's this nice old lady. They liked her mum.
I thought they just did it because Australians generally don't like change. Because it's like,
yeah, but once Queen Elizabeth is gone, we're going to have King Charles or whatever, and people are just going to be like, fuck off, we don't need this cunt.
Like, we're out.
Yeah.
What about you? Would you want to be a royal?
Yeah, no, see, I don't know. If I was born into it, I'd be told from day one that it was my destiny and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have any say in it.
You'd want to be Harry, though.
You'd rather be Harry Potter. He's James Bond. He's good looking. He's rich. He kills fucking Taliban. He kills terrorists, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. And he goes to
pool parties
in Vegas and goes back to hotels with a bunch of naked people.
Yeah. And dresses up as Hitler on the weekend at a dress-up party. I'd fucking much rather be Harry than William.
True. So, and we were talking about this. We're talking about like the rules of who can become king and queen, etc. And he can never become king unless like
unless Kate has the royal flush, and William dies.
Right.
Oh, the royal flush there being a miscarriage.
I think people work that out.
Put it in black and white for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sort of confused as to where, like, the interest is in this. Because it gets reported non-stop.
It's just a celebrity thing. People are interested in it because they're told to be.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Kardashians or Paris Hilton, or... There's always someone who's there.
Yeah, but I guess, like, they're kind of celeb, like... I mean, in the case of Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, they're not legitimate celebs. They're porn stars.
They got famous for, taking up the arse.
They're porn stars. Let's call them what they are. They got famous for being in a sex tape, which they both earned money on. They're porn stars.
You know what's amazing? That there's no nude photos of the royals. Harry sent a dick pic to someone.
No, there was. Kate got snapped, topless.
Yeah, but that's not a sext. I mean, surely Harry has sent his dick pic to someone.
Yeah. Well, there was that shot of him in the Vegas hotel where he's, like, just covering his junk and, like...
Doesn't really deliver, though, does it?
No. Is there rules against... Like, if it's... Okay, say I was videotaping... Okay, no, say I was, like... I don't know. I was doing, like, a video time-lapse of, the skyline of London.
Yeah.
And it just happened to capture... because I had such high resolution, I could solo in on a window in Buckingham Palace where I saw Harry having a wank.
I think there are rules in the UK about... There is a special relationship between the royal family and the media where they can say you can't say anything. They can put a blackout on stuff.
So they can... What, they can...
They can just say you're not...
Censor.
Yeah. And they did have that about Harry in Afghanistan, and some newspaper leaked it about where he was specifically.
But that's for, like, the safety of him. Like,
oh, yeah, but they still had the blackout.
Harry wanking isn't going to, like...
I think they can still do a blackout, and I think... I don't know. If you accidentally caught Harry having a wank, it would get out there anyway because of the internet.
Yeah.
And like, that would be
Could I be sued?
I don't know. Just leave the UK.
If he was standing at the window, wanking He's and waving at the camera, dressed as Hitler.
That would be an expensive photo.
Yeah.
I would actually pay to... That's pornography I would pay to see.
I will... depends. There would definitely be, like, certain... If there was a Kanye West, Kim Kardashian sex tape, I would 100%. I would not pay for it.
I would want to see that just to see who was trying to hog the camera more.
Oh, you know it's Kanye.
Yeah, but Kim would put up a fucking fight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be easy.
They'd both have a camera pointed on themselves.
Yeah.
You'd
and in
screen.
Each other's shot, you can see them holding their own iPhone and, like, yeah, exactly. Recording it.
I've come across an article that was posted on our page.
Sure.
By listener Sam. Did you come across this?
I don't think I did.
It was the 15 most difficult would you rather questions of all time.
Actually, I did see this.
And us being huge fans of would you rather, I figure this could be like a speed round.
Yeah.
So rather than one hypothetical, which we talk about for 10 minutes, I figure we could just go...
15. You got to answer on the spot.
Yeah. So your answer is going to come... This will be less about me because I'm anticipating it. So you give me your answer. I won't do all of them because some of them aren't that great. Okay, we'll roll through them. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or feel like you need to sneeze and not be able to for the rest of your life?
Hiccups, I think. I used to have hiccups every day and I dealt with it.
Yeah, I would probably do that as well. That moment when you're like... anticipating a sneeze, you look like a spastic.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't use that term. Yeah.
You look like a fucking mongoloid. It's, I think, what the scientists call it these days.
Would you rather... Should I censor that?
Do what you want. Yes, probably.
What is this? But spastic is one of those legitimate terms. It's
it
just
was.
Been like... It's just been made okay. a derogatory
No, but that's
term.
Like the NAACP is a National Association of the Advancement of Coloured People. You can't go around calling Barack Obama a coloured... Oh, fuck me. Cut it all. Move on.
Number three. Would you rather have the ability to read minds, however you would be illiterate, or just have the ability to read? So just like what you have now.
I would go with what I have now.
Yeah.
Because reading minds but not being able to talk about it wouldn't...
That'd be pretty sweet, though.
It would be... No, that would be torture. Because you'd know everything, but you just couldn't put it out there. Oh, but then again, I can still talk.
Yeah, of
course. Oh, go for it. I haven't written a fucking letter in weeks.
What about typing on the internet?
Ugh.
It's not like physically writing. It's just like it's knowing words. It's knowing how to string a sentence together.
I'd go with option two. I'd go with the ability to read.
Hang on. With illiterate... Is it just you don't know how to write?
I think, yeah, read and write.
Read and write, but you
I
can
believe.
Speak?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like...
Illiterate, like literature.
Yeah, so it's like physically not knowing...
You can't... Yeah, it's... You can't do...
Can you think it, though?
Yeah, you can think it and talk it, but you can't read and write.
So you could be
I'll
like...
I'll actually change my mind and take the mind reading thing, because I will mind read.
I'm going to look up the definition of illiterate.
Quite ironic that we...
unable to read or write, a person who is... That's kind
I'll
of
go with
weird,
mind reading
it?
And illiterate. And I'll just find a job at, like, McDonald's or something.
Yeah,
or I'd read people's minds and find a job where I can just exploit
you just,
that.
You just podcast. Yeah. You know, right?
It makes us a lot of money. Podcasting is a fucking cash cow.
Yeah. And what you do is you just, you'd put yourself in situations where you would run into celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
And you make a podcast called, like, What Did So-and-So Think
What Did
today?
Delta Goodrum Say? What Did Delta Goodrum Think?
Yeah.
Probably something awful.
How can I make money? That's what she's thinking. What product can I put my face on next?
I will appeal to the gay community. They'll love me. They don't.
Did she?
The gay community, as far as my understanding, aren't the biggest fans of Delta Goodrum.
But what did she do to try and win them over?
Oh, well, actually, Ricky Lee tried to win over the gay community more. Delta played at Mardi Gras this year.
Uh-huh.
And from my reading of the people I know, gays don't like Delta.
I don't think many people like Delta.
Yeah, well, gays even less.
Mm. Okay, would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for a year or join them in, or join in once to make them stop?
Oh, watch them. I'm not joining in.
Every day for a year.
Join in. Join in.
It doesn't specify how you join in.
No, nah, watch. Watching is joining, in my mind. No, next.
Yeah, because you would get that desensitized to it by a certain point.
Yeah.
Actually, think about it. A week in, that would be like... Like, you would be so scarred from, like, the first time. Second time, you'd be like, this is so horrible. Third time, you'd be like, I've seen that before.
You're tapping the watch. You're going, come on.
Yeah, probably. It'd just get annoying.
I got Breaking Bad on record. I need to watch. Hurry up.
Yeah. Bring the TV in with you. It doesn't say anything about that. Yeah, that one's not that good. Okay, you're on a desert island with a beautiful woman or man. Would you rather they are a top half... They are top half fish or they are bottom half fish? This goes to that Ricky Gervais thing.
Yeah. Probably top half fish, regardless of man or woman, because then with a bottom half human, you've got penis,
you've
vagina,
got
and ass. Yeah.
You got the parts.
I mean, a blowjob is not bad, but if we're talking about what we'd prefer.
Blowfish. Blowfish. No, that one's no good. Do you watch Harry Potter?
No.
That one? No, I might do that one. This is something I feel like we should have come up with. Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
I would go row of penises, partially for aesthetic reasons.
You could just have a fringe though.
Yeah, but I don't want anyone fucking my head like that.
No one says you have to have your head fucked.
Hey, if I got a vagina up there, what else am I going to do with it? I'm not doing... I'd rather... I'm imagining I'm going to have to use this
just
part.
Just because... Okay, if you've got several penises on your back like a stegosaurus, doesn't mean you have to fuck people with those dick back things.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to, aren't I?
You can.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to have it... Not
like a stegosaurus. They get smaller as it goes down to the tail as well.
Oh, well... If they... Depends on the sizing and the spacing and whatnot.
You could just wear, like, big jackets and
exactly.
stuff.
I'd probably rather a bunch
but
of dicks
you piss.
On the back.
They all piss. They all... You need to go to the toilet with all of them.
How would that... I'd have to do it in the shower.
You'd have to have a shower every time you need to piss. And they all piss at once.
Does the vagina piss?
Yes.
Does it have periods?
Yes.
I'd rather pissing from my back than bleeding from my head.
But you know what? You could just wear a big, like... like big thing covering your head, like you've
every
got a
day.
Bruise there. And then if it was ever bleeding, people are like, oh, your cut's bleeding.
I'd rather the dicks on the back. I'd rather piss from the back than bleed from my head.
I might take the vagina on the forehead in that one.
Is that only because you wouldn't mind having a vagina anywhere?
Maybe. I mean, that's one of the last places I would want it. But taking a shower every time you had to piss would suck. Imagine, imagine leaning, like, sitting on a couch. That would hurt.
Well, depends.
You're putting all your back onto your
dick. Not necessarily.
It would kind of hurt.
Dicks aren't testicles.
Sitting on a hard chair or something like that.
Yeah, well, I would...
Laying down to bed at night, maybe not.
I guess then what if they all, like, independently got erect? And you're like, well, this one needs to be jerked off. If they didn't need wanking...
It needs to be. Do you jerk off every time you get an erection?
No,
like,
but there are...
this needs it?
No, but... And I'm sure every single guy agrees with me when I say there are times where you get an erection, you go, well, I got to sort this out. That's happened at least once to every male.
But the thing is, if it happens to whatever happens to your dick, happens to those dicks, is okay. This situation.
Sex would be awkward. Because if I was having sex with someone,
you would look like a full stegosaurus.
Penises, yeah. But it could be more for them to play with.
Yeah, it could be good for you.
I wouldn't like seeing photos of myself with a pussy on my head. I don't think I can accept that. I can hide the penises. Yeah. I can't hide the pussy
Yeah, you can. You can hide it easier, probably.
Nah.
Yeah.
Someone goes, oh, what if it's a windy day and my hair blows up and they see a vagina?
Yeah, you got a little patch there. You got a.
I don't want to walk around with a patch covering the vagina. And I'd end up having to tell everyone or some people anyway. Like, if I personally had dicks on my back or a vagina on my head, you would know about it. I would say, hey, Brian, just letting you know I've got this vagina on my head. I could easily more hide the dicks on the back. I'll go with dicks on the back.
Okay. Done. Well, yeah, we were saying speed round, but... would you rather... Would you rather have accordions for legs or have a huge belly button 10 inches long that swayed to the beat of a popular music? I don't think I even understand that. Like an Audi, I guess. If you have an Audi, a 10 inches long Audi.
Once again, 10 inches is easy to hide. Trust me, I know. I'd go with the 10-inch Audi.
That sways... Because that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. Accordions for legs would be funny as well, but...
It would suck if you were ever in, like, Woolworths and, pretty upbeat song kind of comes on. Just starts swaying. this is one we've kind of done before, but it's a different thing. I won't worry about it. You live in a... Okay, would you rather live in a world where huge friendly gummy bears walk around or live in a world where hoverboards exist?
Hoverboards.
Of course.
Why?
Of course.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Wait, do I get... Even if I could eat the gummy bears?
No. I can... No. How that person needs to injure themselves.
Yeah, that's the... Jesus. Would you rather live the rest of your life with Cheeto dust on your fingers? So I guess like that cheesy Cheeto. Is it, what are they called here? Cheetos.
Cheetos. Yeah.
Or have taste buds in your ass.
Cheese dust on the fingers. Cheese dust on the fingers. Cheese dust on the fingers.
Just trying to think. Every time you shook someone's hand, you get orange.
Every time you take a shit, you taste it.
You could, I'm with you. I'm trying to make a way for this to work. I can't see a word for it.
It's like the gummy bear one, useless.
they're sort of all the old ones. That's a bit of a hypothetical speed round.
I read one, and I imagine I know your answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be a woman for 24 hours, what would you do?
What would I
do? A hot woman, some hot blonde. Big tits.
What would I do?
What would you do?
I would
Saturday night.
I would maybe just spend the whole night
playing with yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Or go to I don't know. What can you do? Because I don't want to have sex with a guy.
The thing is,
if I'm really hot, I could get a really hot guy.
No, but the thing is, how often, like, you always hear...
I think I would just, like, see how everything is. I'm just like,
I've heard often from guys who have said, like, oh, if I was a woman, I would take so much dick. I would be the biggest slut. I would fuck every guy.
Yeah.
And it's just funny hearing, like, it's like that's the only thing stopping these guys from taking a dick. Is the fact that they have one.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if I had a pussy, I'd fucking stick it in me.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't be all of a sudden attracted to men. Or would I?
Well, what if you were just a woman?
If I was a woman, and what?
If you were a woman, would you be a slut? Mm. You probably wouldn't. You'd probably be a bit sensible.
Well, no, because no one wants to be a slut. I gave you a hypothetical where you would be, you'd be slutty Jared.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to be a slut.
Yeah.
Because you get a rep.
But have you thought before that if you were a woman, you would give it up? You would... Because traditionally, the idea is that...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have the power.
I'd have the option to get laid whenever I wanted, is the idea, right?
Yeah.
okay, so I'm in a situation where I'm a woman and I'm attracted
You've
to men.
You've got them knocking. You've got them, they're all knocking on the door.
And I'm attracted to men. Yeah. So I'm getting the same, like, pleasure and everything as I would if I was me with a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get laid for sure. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. I guess.
I guess we'll never know.
Why? What would you do?
I'd say I'd do the same, but
you're a different perspective, though.
We have a mutual friend who said he went at Australia Day this year. He said that he wishes he was gay, and he once lambasted me. He once scolded me for not being a bottom in the gay sexual
Wait, and
sense.
He's straight?
Yeah.
He's straight. He said he wants to be gay.
He said, I wish as I was gay, because if I wish I were gay, because if I was, I would take so much dick. He's like, fuck you. Like, come on, just go out there and, you know, get some action, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And if anything, he's proof that sexuality isn't a choice. Because he wishes he was gay. Because he was saying, oh, yeah. I'm so fucking sick of dealing with girls. They're all different. They all say one thing and mean another. Mm. He's like, I know what to do with a dick.
Yeah.
He's like, I can please a guy if I wanted to.
Hey, and just another quick top or bottom question.
Yeah.
And we won't go on it too long because last episode was a lot of dick talk.
A lot of dick. And this episode's a lot of dick talk, I think.
It is true. We did spend the question we spent the most time on was a dick-related one.
Mm.
Is there a higher percentage of tops or bottoms?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty 50-50. And then you've got the dudes in the middle who'll go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that younger guys, like the guys who come out younger, are more open to doing both.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a high percentage
of
bottoms.
So it's like if you walked into a club, surveyed 50 people in there, you reckon it'd come out about 50-50?
Probably.
That's pretty cool, right?
I guess.
But it's just weird. It's like two different ways of doing something, and you get 50%.
It's a thing. Like, there's experimentation either way. I mean, more gay tops would be comfortable with taking. Oh, it's going to sound so vulgar. More gay tops would be comfortable with even taking like a finger in the arse than say a straight guy would.
Mm-hmm.
So. I guess that comfort with experimentation and experimenting with different levels of pleasure.
Yeah.
There's probably more guys are open to the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Just a side note.
Why do you ask?
I have a couple of topics to talk about today.
Sure.
Okay. So I went to a hip hop concert a couple of weeks back, and have you ever been to one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've been to one before.
Who was this? Who did you see?
I saw ASAP Rocky at the Horden.
Okay.
Are you familiar with his work?
Only because I saw it on Facebook and I looked it up.
Yeah. So his album's awesome. Like he's like one of my favorite albums of the year. But it's such a weird experience. Like, the hip-hop concerts aren't like anything else. I think if you tried to get away with some of the stuff you do at a hip-hop concert at any other concert, people wouldn't have a bar of it.
Like what? Like shoving people? Like smoking
What? Oh, there was that. Like, there was like, I think second song in, he's got a song called Purple Swag. And like everyone, it's about weed. Okay. Everyone just saw puffs everywhere. But there was like, okay, and this happened at another hip hop concert I went to. They have like you know, like their hype man or their like co-MC or whatever who comes on stage and like, you know, sort of does, I don't know, big ups them and like certain lines will rap with them and stuff like that. So there's like the main guy, the front man, the ASAP Rocky in this case, and he's got one of his other guys, ASAP Ferg, who's like, he has this ASAP mob, this group of people. And then like at certain times in the gig, he'll just do some songs. So like this guy that no one knows,
he's doing his own thing.
Well, I guess people do know him, but I didn't recognize any of the songs. And yeah, he just does like a couple of songs. So like if you imagine going to like a U2 concert.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden, halfway through it, Bono's like, All right, everybody, I want you to give it up for my mate here.
Give it up for the warm-up act.
Yeah. Well, he's not even the warm-up act. He's
like the host.
No, he's like just the guy on stage with him, and he does his songs.
He's like, hey, everybody, give it up for The Edge.
Yeah, but like, as if The Edge, imagine The Edge wasn't even in
The Edge.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, he'd do like a song, and you'd just be like, yeah, like this is not why I'm here.
You know, Rove McManus, obviously, he was before him, Peter Hellyer, or what's the woman called from The Project? Carrie Bickmore.
Mm.
They were very close, and apparently they had this sort of little pact that whoever got big would help the others out.
Right.
So they got, Rove obviously got big first, so this dude sounds like the Peter Hellyer of ASAP. What is it?
ASAP Mob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like his songs I didn't care for.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. It's like you don't get that anywhere else. And also, like, I found myself, like, the stuff I was singing, like, along singing and sort of, like, I guess, like, rapping as well in, like, a very terrible white boy way.
Rap. Yeah.
The stuff, like, if I ever said those words without the context of the music, like,
talking like bitches and
I'd get arrested.
Yeah.
He's got one song called Fucking Problems. And the chorus is, I like bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. Yeah, I like to fuck. I got a fucking problem.
Do you think that's part of the appeal of that music to you, though?
No,
that
it's not.
Kind of, not that you get to be, you know, misogynistic or racist or anything.
Right.
But that, like, that is fun.
Like, you, yeah, this
you
is,
get to say
it's
the
an
dirty
excuse
words.
To date, to say stuff that you wouldn't normally say. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It is a little bit, yeah. But, like, and then, like, there was a point where he got girls to come up on stage.
Mm. Bitches.
Yeah, and it was an all-ages concert, so he was, like, very conscious of, like, which girls would be allowed to come up on stage, and it took forever. It took fucking, like, I reckon it was over 10 minutes for girls to get up on stage, and, like, the girls who got up there within, like, 2 minutes and, like, were kind of dancing to start with, by the time all the girls were up there, were like, I don't want to be here anymore. And it was, like, it's just weird, because, like, it must work in other, like, countries.
Yeah.
Where that's a thing. But, like, it just feels weird. It's like just girls up on stage, and you're supposed to be like, yeah, fucking dance,
tits
yeah.
out for the boys.
Some people would be all for that, I guess. Yeah. There was like a rap battle as well. Like they got two amateur guys
from the crowd. Nah, that can't work.
It was better than I thought it was going to be, and that's not to say it was good.
Yeah,
but like, I thought there was definitely going to be some drunken dickhead who got up there who's like, oh, how's it going, Ma? Yeah, like, shout out to my boys. And, like, said something like, retarded and just, you know. Well, there we go. I said retarded again.
Well, if only I'd been there and we were both really drunk.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you imagine either of us doing that? I imagine you would more than I would.
I couldn't, because there'd be too much shame.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't be drunk enough.
I could be drunk enough to do that.
I guess there's always those nights when you've got like, I don't remember a certain stage that night. Did I do that? Did I say that? So maybe I would have.
Yeah.
But, that would have been, first of all, I would have just embarrassed myself. But second of all, I don't think I would have like drawn attention to that either.
Well, maybe one of us would get drawn into it through the other one, like, the night we were at a gentleman's venue and you told the what should
boy.
We call her? A stripper?
Yeah.
You told the stripper that it was my birthday. You referred to me as birthday boy, and she made her whole performance about me.
Yeah.
And took me up on stage.
You were the star.
Took my shirt off, rubbed this flaming, foaming cream on me, burnt my pubic hair with a candle, put a candle inside herself and made me blow it out, rode me like a dog before making me stand up in front of everyone and pulling my pants down.
But you...
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So that's probably what would happen at some hip-hop gig. You'd be like, hey, we got, you know, Jazzy J over here.
But you still had the choice to go up, right?
You know, it's like any kind of sexual assault. You can say someone was asking for it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I have been sexually assaulted before, but I used to, at the place I used to work, there was a dude, a manager who, when I describe the situation between me and him, it really sounds like I was sexually assaulted.
What? What did he do?
He would just always put his hands on me when he was, like, his hand on my back when he was coming to talk to me. I'm like, oh, I've got a problem, hand on my back.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't he wasn't implying anything. He wasn't trying to sexually assault me, but it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yet I would have
thought... Was it one of those ones where he'd kind of like, he'd hold it there just a little bit too long
Any time was too long. He was just really, it felt wrong.
Yeah.
But it also didn't feel wrong enough that if I said anything, that would sound appropriate.
Yeah.
So I felt, I would have felt bad saying anything.
He was
anything.
Really good at it then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the way I talk about it, I'm like, oh, I feel bad, you know, I would feel bad saying anything to him.
Yeah.
That's like textbook sexual harassment.
Yeah.
So I do have a history of this kind of thing.
But just to clarify on the strip club thing, I don't want it to sound like me and Jerry go to strip clubs all the time, because I think I've only ever been to two when I was like 18 or 19.
Mm.
And
I think I'm at three, maybe four.
Yeah. So not a lot. And
once on a Wednesday.
The irony actually being that we were out for one of our friends' birthdays who was there, and as the stripper walked past him,
and yeah,
he tried to dance with her, and then got super offended when she like pushed him away and told him to fuck off.
He assumed that because it was his birthday, he had free reign. Well, and she said no, and he goes, "What?"
Yeah, he saw what you got.
Yeah, no, that was before I got my action. It was right. Before I blew out my candle.
Maybe she just liked you then. She was like, "Oh,
she was filthy."
Yeah,
she's not even the worst stripper I've ever seen, and that says something.
When was the last time you went to a strip club?
It was my birthday, like 3 years ago. It was a Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. That. We're in the Cross. It was approaching midnight, and some German backpackers said, "We're going to the world famous Love Machine. It's free."
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to a free strip club show in the Cross on a Tuesday or Wednesday,
it says it.
It was full as well. That's what was worse. You weren't disgusted at the stripper. You were disgusted at the people you're sitting next to.
Yeah. Held a mirror up to you, did it?
Yeah.
I remember the first, I think you were there the first time we went
Eros.
To, yeah, it was like, I just turned 18. It was, I think it was probably like a Tuesday night. It was an early night because I had my birthday on the weekend and we went out to the cities very soon after because it was just like, oh, I'm 18, let's go out. And we did all the things you do when you've just turned 18. You know, you drink, you go to the casino.
You have four drinks and then come home.
Yeah. And then, you're home by 11:30. And then we went to a strip club and, Eros, which is next to like Scruffy, used to be next to Scruffy Murphy's
it's
in the city, if anyone remembers
just that. Off George Street.
Yeah. And it was horrible. Actually not what I imagine strip clubs to be. Everyone probably idealizes them a little bit, but like this was, you know, the one
filth.
Experience, like, I never need to go again. And I remember it was, like, it was super empty. There was maybe, like, three guys in there.
Yep.
And there was, like, I don't know if this is what it's like at most strip clubs.
The hardcore porn?
Yeah.
In between dances?
But, like, there was like, an hour between dances. I think we caught maybe, like, the last, like, 30 seconds of a dancer. And we're like, oh, sweet. Like, you know, there's people here. Like, people are stripping. This is what I came for. And then we took our seats down and the show finished. And then, just that screen came down with just like really just cheap porn on it. And we were just kind of saying, I mean, look, we're all 18 and drunk. So we had fun anyway. Like, we obviously weren't watching the porn. We were just like, you know, just shooting the shit with each other.
Yeah. I remember the barwoman came around about five times asking us to buy drinks.
And we were like, nah.
Yeah. And no, and then she asked
we're
if
18,
she
we
asked
no
if,
money.
She asked if we wanted to share a bottle of champagne with her. We're like, well, how much? She's like, $100. So fuck off.
Yeah, like
you should pay half if you want to share.
Yeah. I came out tonight with $30.
Yeah.
I don't have any money. And second time I went is when you got sexually assaulted, so you know. If I knew, actually, if all experiences were you getting sexually assaulted on stage, I would probably go to strip clubs more.
Fair enough. We could maybe hook that up.
Yeah. Next birthday.
Yeah. It's coming up. If anyone is out there and knows a stripper or strip club owner who would happily sexually assault me for Brian's pleasure, let us know.
Do you know any strippers? Do you know anyone?
No. Why would I know strippers?
I don't know. Do they say what they do?
I don't know. I don't even know any promotions models. Let me put it that way.
If you found out that one of your good female friends was a stripper and she didn't know you knew, but you found out through like someone else, they're like, holy shit, turns out she's a stripper. Would you go see the show? And this stands for male as well. I don't want this to be sexist, but
there's no chance of them knowing that I went and watched.
As long as you know, you can hide as well as you can
hide. I probably would. I mean, I do know a friend of an ex who was a, I don't know if male prostitute or...
Gigolo?
Yeah, a friend of an ex who was one, and I saw his profile on a site randomly.
Sure. As you were randomly searching a male escort site.
I did find that a friend of one of my exes was a male escort.
So you went looking for him.
And I found this before I actually knew who it was. And then when I met my ex, I'm like, oh, that's your friend. So it was kind of awkward. It's like, what do you say? Do you...
What do you mean? You found out that before you knew him or something? I had seen it online.
I'd seen this dude and then on the escort thing. And then when I was with my ex, I saw that he was friends with this person. And I'm like, that looks like so-and-so.
Right.
And then I tried to search for it again and I found it. Yeah. And it turned out that his current partner apparently was a bit of a sugar daddy / prostitute payer for... Yeah, but I never said anything to my ex at the time.
A prostitute?
A John.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything to my ex.
I think I would... Actually, it depends. It depends, because it would be something, obviously, that if they're hiding. But, like, it's the same thing. Like, I've said this before. If any of my friends, or basically anyone I knew outside, no outside family members, have a sex tape, I'm definitely watching it.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm, like, trying to get my rocks off. It's like, that would be amazing to watch.
Yeah.
It's like, this is something that you're not supposed to see.
Mm.
This is like I'd probably go.
It's a forbidden fruit, in a sense.
That makes it sound like I'm getting my rocks off.
Well, I think we'll leave it at that then. Male prostitutes, sex workers, strip clubs. Once again, another full episode about sex.
Sorry to everyone.
Don't apologize, because I had a friend who showed... one of our recent episodes to a friend, and he said, he wrote on my wall and he said, I showed this episode to a friend without knowing it was all about sex.
Mm.
And I said, oh, sorry about that. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm.
And he said, good thing. So
there you go.
You're welcome for the sex episode.
We have a couple of shout outs to give.
Yes.
So we've had some reviews and we are sticking to our promise that we wrote on our Facebook page at Brian and Jared Talking. If you want to become a fan. There is a couple of reviews from iTunes, which we are very grateful for, from our friends Jules.
Good friends of the show.
And Lucy, who are both long-time listeners, first-time reviewers. If you would also like to leave a review on iTunes, just head over there. Just put a search in for us and you can leave a star rating or review, or you can become a fan of us on Facebook. Or
all three.
Or all three, or just listen to this one episode.
Which you must have already done.
Yeah,
because you're at this point.
Unless you've skipped.
unless you skipped to the last 30 seconds.
In which case, we're sorry. This is the end. You're not getting any more. But we'll be back next week with another episode. Hope you enjoyed. I'm Brian.
I'm Jared.
See you next time.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jared.